This message is brought to you by Apple Card. Shave ice by the beach. A trip to the state fair. And a throwback flick at the local drive-in. They're more than just items to check off the summer bucket list. They're also opportunities to earn 2% daily cash back when you use your Apple Card with Apple Pay. Apply for Apple Card now and use in minutes with Apple Pay. Subject to credit approval, Apple Card is issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Terms and more at applecard.com.
Morning decisions. How about a creamy mocha frappuccino drink? Or a sweet vanilla? Smooth caramel maybe? Or a white chocolate mocha? Whichever you choose, delicious coffee awaits. Find Starbucks frappuccino drinks wherever you buy your groceries.
It's on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
One quarterback competition is settled.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
And then in Cleveland.
I'm just thankful to practice.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I just love the way Shedeur Sanders handles himself.
Earlier on the show, NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport. Pro Football Hall of Famer Thurman Thomas. Coming up, Emmy-nominated actor Carolina Wiedra. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right, everybody. Hour number 3 of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. First 2 hours, if you missed it, there's our podcast version. There's our Disney Plus page. It was a great conversation with Ian Rappaport telling us why the Vikings made their move with Kyler Murray, when the Falcons and the Browns might make their moves at quarterback. We talked about, is he back yet? Aaron Donald is still not back yet. And then in hour 2, we spoke with Hall of Famer Thurman Thomas about everything going on with the Bills, and he said Bijan has got the best shot to win MVP as a running back like he did back in the day. Like I said, those are the ways for you to check on this show if you missed it. Fans of Pluribus, stay right where you are. The Emmy-nominated actor who plays Zosia is in our green room. Just had a very nice chat with Carolina Wiedra. We're going to have a fun chat with her. More of your phone calls, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. The phone lines are completely lit. We'll get to you on all of that front. George McCaskey, the owner of the Chicago Bears, came out and said, don't know where we're going to wind up with a new stadium. Could be Hammond, Indiana. Could be Arlington Heights, Illinois. A lot of people think it's going to wind up being Indiana. The only thing he would allow is that wherever the Bears wind up, they will not be called the Indiana Bears.
Thank goodness.
They will be called the Chicago Bears.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
And I understand, you know, hey, how could they be called the Chicago Bears if they're playing in Hammond, Indiana?
That's a good question.
The New York Jets and Giants play in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Now, I know that's much closer to the city of New York as the crow flies between even the right most there. Southern part of the city limits of Chicago and Hammond, Indiana.
Yeah, I mean, it's right there.
But it's still the Jets and the Giants play in a different state.
Yeah, right.
Okay? The 49ers play in a different state, it feels like.
if you try to get down
to Santa Clara from the southernmost part of the city limits of San Francisco, California, but they're closer to San Jose.
Yeah.
You fly to, like...
It's easier to fly to San Jose.
1,000%. If you go to a San Francisco 49ers game, flying into San Jose is much better geographically sound than flying in an SFO. Yeah.
Do you know the way?
I do actually know the way to San Jose. You weighs it.
Good point. Couldn't say that back in the day.
So, listen, I would love for the Bears to stay in the state of Illinois, with all due respect to our friends in Indiana. Okay, I mean, it would make complete sense, certainly since the Bears bought the site at Arlington Heights and raised a horse racetrack to the ground. Right?
They bought it 3 years ago.
What are they going to do? Go to Hammond, Indiana and build pickleball courts?
That's the way
we're
going to
do. You know? Maybe they will. I don't know. So, in the meantime, you see Ben Johnson made an interesting headline saying he wants to set the record for highest scoring offense in a season.
Mm-hmm. Great feature in The Athletic right now about Ben Johnson where he made that quote. Yeah.
I love it.
And people are taking offense.
He knows. Why? He knows exactly what the 13 Broncos scored.
Yeah.
How many exact number points per game, and he wants to. What did he say? I want blowouts and shutouts.
Shutouts.
Yeah, man.
I mean, that's a team.
So now all the other teams are like, ooh.
It's great.
He is unapologetically placing a target right there on his back, and that of his team.
What do you call these guys? Red.
Red asses?
Red asses.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, he takes it to a new level.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, whether it's playing for the Green Bay Packers or covering the team and forgetting to put your phone on Do Not Disturb on his podium right in front of his microphone, whatever it is, he's got a certain way of doing things, and he does not care what you think about the way he does things. And the Chicago Bears have got Caleb Williams. He said Luther Burden has got some Amon-Ra St. Brownish traits.
Yep.
Luther Beast.
Threw that out there about his guy.
The Beast.
Beast.
Okay. You want shutouts? I did see, speaking of the man who's in charge of those shutouts, I did see Dennis Allen in Canton.
Nice.
There, as you know, obviously for Drew Brees. Yeah, man. Oh, yeah. So he's putting it out there. For the Chicago Bears, who won their division last year and damn near made the NFC Championship game. And nobody expected them to do that. Certainly since they lost their opener against the Minnesota Vikings in division on a Monday night, damn near pitching a shutout, only to have J.J. McCarthy torch them in the fourth quarter and then go to Detroit where he left and had that team drop a 50-burger on them, and they're 0-2, and suddenly you're thinking, oh, gosh, oh, my.
Oh, oh, my.
Right?
Oh, my.
Yeah, that's what you're thinking. And then good, better, best.
Never let it rest.
That's it. I love it. Put a target on there. Those Indiana Bears. Oh, those Chicago Bears. My bad. Baby,
I just heard Adam scream from the back.
Indiana Bears.
They open at Carolina. Interesting week one game that I think will be under the radar for a lot of people.
Sneaky.
I thought they should have been in Seattle, man. End of story.
That would have been a much
that game's
fun.
Not until the first week of November. They put them on a Monday night.
More fun.
Vikings at Bears, Eagles at Bears. That's a Monday nighter. Oof. You know the Eagles want a piece of Chicago. They would love to take this whole thing about shutouts and blowouts and 37 points a game. And just say, okay, we're going to do to you what you did to us the day after Thanksgiving, which was punk us in front of our home crowd.
You got punked.
There's that game at Green Bay. Everybody in Wisconsin has got that thing circled. Come up the toll road and have Matt LaFleur give you the swim move after the game. There's that game against New England on a Thursday night. Kickoff week 7, the game against Seattle as well, Tampa. Oh, baby. I'm excited for the Chicago Bears season for you fans, but it won't be called the Indiana Bears no matter what. So, by the way, George McCaskey, great job umpiring for the Savannah Bananas. Did you see that one? Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, when they were in Wrigley.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man.
That's cool.
He umpired. Good job. That's He's got funny. A great sense of humor. I know Bears fans are upset about the team moving to Indiana. I don't kind of want to hear that.
Yeah.
But
Bears win total 9.5.
I'll take the over on that.
Oh, yeah. I'm with you.
Shutouts.
Blowouts.
Blowouts.
Shutouts and blowouts.
Yeah. Let's go.
I've got a 4 downs on the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Hey.
Steelers.
All right. Hit it. Steelers. Hit it.
4 downs with Rich.
Here we go. Why did he stop?
All righty, everybody. My 4 downs on the Pittsburgh Steelers, everybody. 1 and done against the Texans last year. And then big time changes, and that is the first down. What in the world do the post-Tomlin Steelers look like? 19 years.
First down.
I sound like the old lady at the end of Titanic. It's been 84 years. What do they look like? And everything else is based off of that. There's been one way of doing things, and the Steelers fans are like, many of them were like, why you keep caping for this guy, Rich? Want him out. Let him go do the media, which he now is on NBC. What do they look like? Because it's pretty amazing. Mike McCarthy, former toll taker, right? Guy who would sweep up floors, what, you know, mop up floors in a family establishment, right?
As we say, yeah.
Western PA there in Pittsburgh. How about this, man? He gets to say, I've coached the Packers, Cowboys, and Steelers.
That's pretty good.
It's kind of amazing.
It is kind of amazing. I know. And he's back together with Aaron Rodgers. It's, dude, can you make it up? I'm going to win the Super Bowl for the Green Bay Packers with Aaron Rodgers and prevent the Steelers from winning another one with Mike Tomlin. And then one day, I'm going to be the one to take over for Tomlin after having coached the Cowboys. And then the guy who's going to be the quarterback is going to be Aaron Rodgers, who decides that I don't want to retire. I'll play one more year because it's Mike McCarthy in part. And I have stuff I want to write. But and I understand it's just like, wait a minute. Following up Tomlin without another 30-something coordinator that's right. never done it before somewhere else.
Exactly.
And just follow it up with Noel was that guy, Cowher was that guy, Tomlin was that guy. And we're not going to find who that guy is. I thought like Jesse Minner, for instance, right? Like coordinator who's defensive coordinator who's never done it, head coach somewhere before, but is ready to just be there for another 20-year run.
But we were Marcus Freeman.
Right. Another, right. Yeah. That's what you thought. But the bottom line is, if you're going to follow up Tomlin after 19 years, do you want to have somebody who's never done it before or somebody who's just like, I know the way you've done it here for 19 years, but I know how to do my way, and I'm going to bring that way here. So the whole idea of a culture change, you kind of take that off the table. It's like, how are you going to establish yourself? Well, McCarthy's going to be like, what are you talking about? I know here's my system. Here's the way I run things. I've proven it for two other blue blood franchises.
Two of the greatest.
Although one I won a title for, and the other one is still waiting on an NFC Championship game appearance still after 30 years. Sorry, I got to keep bringing that up.
Like it's the truth. It was unnecessary, though.
What's it going to look like? So that brings up second down. Can the Steelers' offense be explosive? Can they be explosive?
That's the question.
Because it seems like how many times, unless Rodgers throws one of his zingers to somebody who's wide-ass open or a couple of times. Didn't he find Freiermuth a bunch of times to gash defenses? It's not like he didn't do it last year or couldn't do it last year. I don't think the offense last year wasn't explosive because Rodgers' arm can't deliver the football. It just they didn't have the explosive players. And the one guy that you could have called explosive on their team last year, right? Because we didn't see it enough from DK Metcalf, was Kenneth Gainwell, and he's gone. So what are we going to do here? You brought in Pittman from Indianapolis. It's time for my guy Roman Wilson, who was J.J. McCarthy's number one target in the national championship team in Michigan. It's time for him to spark. You know, you got Jeremy Bernard in the draft. You missed on Mekhi Lemon because the Eagles sniped him before you could go, if you remember that. They were on the phone welcoming him to the Steelers. Wait a minute, why are the Eagles calling me? Right? They got an offensive lineman for Rodgers in this offense instead, but can they be explosive? I don't know.
Yeah, note on that, Rich. 11% explosive play rate on dropback passes, 26th in the NFL.
Third down, how fast can the defense return to steel curtain form? How fast can we get that? Patrick Graham's the DC now, okay? McCarthy brought him in after a four-year run with the Raiders.
The Raiders.
They had Jamel Dean to the back end. He had a super year for Tampa. Jaquan Brisker is a safety that they added. Sebastian Joseph Day as well on the defensive line. You know, could the draft have helped? Don't know. They still have TJ. Right? Cameron Hayward's back for year 93.
Yes.
And he's as dominant as ever.
Yep.
And the rest of the defense, you could say, is a little bit longer in the tooth. I don't know. I mean,
Joey Porter Jr.
But they have some players, man, who can go hunt.
Queen.
Hunt if they are healthy. That's the third down. Fourth down. Is a simple question, and it's no offense. He would even say that he probably hears it and pisses him off or whatever, but how much does Aaron Rodgers have left in the tank? Three instances in NFL history of a quarterback at age 43 or older attempting at least 100 passes with a passer rating over 70. You want to guess where those three instances are?
All Tom Brady.
That's correct. Last year, he became just the fifth quarterback at age 42 or beyond to attempt at least 100 passes and post a passer rating above 76.5. So he took care of business there. And again, you know, he clearly isn't running like the old Rodgers, let's be honest. I mean, he will.
42, right?
The arm strength, though, that ball just flies out of his Hall of Fame arm. It just does. And if Pittman and DK Metcalf can get some help from a run game that really was not very... I mean, Gainwell did much of his damage through the air.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Jalen Warren would gash every now and then. The kid from Iowa, their running back, their rookie running back, they need something from him this year. So... And then let's see what they can do in the playoffs if they make it, which they have a roster to do. Let's be honest. It's not like this roster is completely empty. And that's my four downs on the Pittsburgh Steelers. I give you the floor if I've missed anything on this front.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I think you hit it with the explosive plays. That, you know, they just don't scare you offensively. And that's kind of where they're at right now. They need something from Michael Pittman. That was a huge addition. Hey,
but you know who puts up points? Mike McCarthy's offense puts up points.
Yeah, but there's...
They do it.
CeeDee Lamb's not out there. You know, Zeke...
DK Metcalf
DK Metcalf and Pittman are out there.
Is no slouch,
man. I don't know, man.
And Pittman was a great ad. I thought that was a real smart play.
It feels like DK's best days are behind him.
Why would you say that?
I don't know. My eyes work.
Come on. Come on.
59 catches, 850 yards, 6 tutties last year. I like the running backs. I like Warren. I like hit him with the Rico Dowdle.
Dowdle, by the way, being added.
Yeah. Dowdle's nice.
For a guy you gave all that money to,
you need more than 59 catches.
Who, DK you're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, I hear you. I hear you. And again, it's not because Rodgers couldn't deliver it to him. I just don't think there was... I mean, he had that one game in Europe where he took one to the house, and I'm like, that's the DK. That was explosive.
Look, he's only 28, DK Metcalf, and
I know
it's not like it's over. It's not like it isn't.
It ain't.
200-yard games last year.
I know. I had him in fantasy. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. When it comes to your home, Pella Windows and Doors are the experts at taking care of you and your home. At Pella, they find the products that meet your needs, and their experts install them. That means working with a company that builds and installs a quality product with real pricing, real simple, really beautiful. And when a trusted name like Pella chooses to partner with the Rich Eisen Show, that says a lot. 0% financing options are available. Certain restrictions apply. Find your local Pella Windows and Doors showroom today at Pella.com/Eisen for details. Make life brighter with Pella Windows and Doors. Sometimes you've got to make life brighter by having something from space just trying to make you happy. Trust me, as a Jet fan, I would love Pluribus to happen. Carolina Weidrich coming up next.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
Rich Eisen here. Running a small business means every hire matters. A bad hire costs time and money, but the right one helps your business grow. The challenge? Finding that person without sorting through resumes. That's where LinkedIn Hiring Pro comes in. It screens candidates so you can focus on conversations with qualified talent. With Hiring Pro, you can hire with confidence and build the team you need. Join the 2.7 million small businesses using LinkedIn to hire. Get started by posting your job for free at linkedin.com/Eisen. Terms and conditions apply. Rich Eisen here for Gusto. On my shows, we talk a lot about what happens in the spotlight, the games, the highlights, and the moments that get replayed and debated. But in any successful operation, what happens behind the scenes matters just as much. Small businesses are no different. Payroll, hiring, onboarding, benefits, and all the details that keep things moving may not be the most visible part of the job, but they still have to be handled right. That's where Gusto comes in. Gusto is online payroll and benefits software built for small businesses. It's all-in-one, remote-friendly, and incredibly easy to use, so you can pay, hire, onboard, and support your team from anywhere. automatic payroll tax filing, simple direct deposits, health benefits, commuter benefits, workers' comp, 401k, you name it. Gusto makes it simple and has options for nearly every budget. And it's all built to save you time with built-in automated tools for offer letters, onboarding docs, direct deposit, and more. Plus, you get unlimited payroll runs for one monthly price. No hidden fees, no surprises. Try Gusto today at gusto.com/rich and get 3 months free when you run your first payroll. That's 3 months of free payroll at gusto.com/rich. One more time, gusto.com/rich.
Need parts fast? O'Reilly Auto Parts has fast. Need them now? We've got now. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. We're O'Reilly Fast. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Pick up the memory and then share with her. That's why, that's why the pause is there, which is really interesting.
And that's why you're Emmy nominated. Our radio audience has returned Carolina Weidra of Pluribus, which you can catch right now on Apple TV. The first season, just absolutely remarkable. It's already been renewed for season two. Probably was the minute Vince Gilligan said, I'll do it. I'd love to get into that part of it. So, because, again, for those who may not know, there's coming from outer space a virus, essentially, that gets loose on planet Earth that affects almost everyone on Earth, except for Ray Seahorn's character and a handful of others. And it becomes like a hive mentality where you lose your
individuality. Yep.
And it creates this question of like, would you like to be happy all the time? But you would lose your individuality if you do that.
Yeah.
And how was it explained to you, though, when you first received a script to play your character in Pluribus?
Well, when I auditioned for it, I didn't know anything about the world that he created. I just had a description of Zosia, kind of. I didn't understand who Zosia really is. So when I auditioned for it, I just had that she's pleasant, she's likable. Mm-hmm. That was my first audition. And then when I tested for it, I read the first two scripts. And so I got more of the world that he created. Mm-hmm. And then I would have to ask him so many questions. I was like, wait a second. Okay, let's break it down to me, how you envision these people to be, how they move about the world. And we talked about there's one side of them that they are very pleasant, happy, content. They don't have the full spectrum of emotions as a regular person. They are fully fledged human beings, but they don't operate with being able to be angry, or they don't experience grief in their body. They have the memories of that, but they don't have it in their body. They're just happy, and they can perform anything and everything at the highest level of humanity.
Right.
Anybody that's been affected by this virus. So it was, the idea is so big. And, when I first read, I was completely overwhelmed and excited. And
I imagine.
It's just so big, the idea of like one person being everything. Kind of like ChatGPT. Kind of like, it's a bit of a, it's, you know what I mean? It's.
I think he's, but Vince was here when Pluribus came out. And has he, I don't think he intended it to be
at all.
An AI criticism. At all. But everyone kind of feels that it is.
Well, what's incredible is he had this idea 10 years prior to where, AI was there, but it wasn't in the conversation
correct.
Yet.
Right, sure.
In the mainstream conversation to where it is today. So it's just incredible. What I find incredible is that Vince Gilligan is tapping into something so otherworldly. Do you know what I mean? That he had this idea and so relevant today.
Yeah.
With everything that's happening, right?
Well, the way that he does it, too. I mean, the first episode of Pluribus, just it had me at hello. First of all, I'm just such a fan of Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul that I'm in on whatever he wants me to be in on.
Oh, my God. Trust me. I was the same way.
And so when by the way, to be able to act in it has got to be remarkable. And we'll get to that in a second. But I just loved how, when the virus takes over and Ray Seahorn's character realizes that something awful is happening and she doesn't figure it out, that the collective, I would say the Hive.
Yeah, for sure. It's the collective.
Calls they her communicate. Up, or yeah. There's a phone number at the bottom of the screen. Like she turns on her television set and they're basically talking to her. Like the Secretary of Agriculture of the United States is talking to her through the.
Yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, the phone number actually, if you called it, really exists.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Which is so cool. So you would get a recording and then you could actually interact with it, which is
freaks
incredible.
Freaks me out, right? So it gets me in, but then it's a slow burn that I don't quite understand what your character, your character first is introduced is what you're naked flying a plane or something like that, or did I get that right?
I'm wearing a jihad. And then I'm flying the airplane, the C-130, which I actually got to taxi for real.
For real.
For real. I got to taxi the C-130 at the Albuquerque airport, which is, I mean, it's so insane if you really think about it. I'm still pinching myself with all the things I got to do. And originally, I wasn't going to do it because the pilots felt, for safety reasons, they were like, well, listen, like, she's not a pilot. We're not sure we can do it. And then after we spent the day talking and discussing how the plane operates, and they saw how serious I am and how, I'm taking this role very seriously. And I was very curious, and they felt safe enough where they allowed me to do it.
And again, that indicates wild. For those, again, that, again, the fact that you are connected to every other being on planet Earth who has been affected by this, which is every being on planet Earth with the exception of a handful. There's a pilot in the Hive who can download you with the information on how to be – right, the best pilots to download you on how to fly one of those.
Absolutely. Well, every individual – every person individually can perform open-heart surgery as the greatest surgeon in the world. Everything I would perform will be at the highest level of humanity.
What an idea.
It's wild. And so, when I was in episode 9, I am on the helicopter, so I would get lessons of how the helicopter works. And she's the greatest pilot as a helicopter pilot. She's the greatest, airplane pilot. Whatever it is, she's the greatest at. So whatever I do, anything, I have to do it. That it also lives in my muscle memory. The croquet game, when we play the croquet game, I'm the greatest player. So, it's just so fascinating and so wild. But I have to rehearse for every single thing. So it lived in my body. So it looked like I've done it millions of times.
So is there anything that you've been asked to do that you're actually really great at?
Taxing the C-130.
You never knew you had it in you, huh?
No idea.
Wow, until you try it. I guess all of us, that's inspirational to all of us here. You never know you'll be able to taxi a C-130 until you actually asked to do it by Vince Gilligan.
It's an incredible plane, by the way. It's such a beautiful machinery. I was quite blown away by it.
And again, it's just, it's like Breaking Bad in the fact that, what would you do if you were put in Walter White's position, right? What would you do if
Are you asking me that?
I'm asking the collective. I'm asking you that. So when you're sitting like, would I do what Walter White's doing? Would I not do what Walter White's doing? And in this case, with, Ray Seahorn's character, what would you do if you're essentially one of the last people on Earth with your own ability to think and feel? And everybody else around you is not. Would you just say, I'm just going to go with the flow and be like one of them?
Oh, would I be Diabate? Would I be Mr. Diabate who did that? Who was just like, I'll take advantage of this world and have beautiful models around me and enjoy myself. And I would be Carol, I think. Or there's Manusos, right? Who's like, let's nuke him. Let's destroy him. Let's murder them all. And she's like, Carol's like, wait a second. There's another way. There's a more gentler way. And I think, I'll be Carol. Her wife dies. She's grieving. I would probably take a few Xanax, probably drink a little bit, calm down, and then try to save the world.
Right.
And then
would you
And fight? She's the only one, by the way, because everyone is kind of okay with what's going on.
She seems to be the only one humanity and self-preservation, self-thought. What would you do if you were in that position, which is just a fascinating question that Pluribus puts in front of people. I'm wondering, has Vince told you where this is going?
I wish I could tell you. I do know. I have no idea. I'm dying to find out.
Really?
Yeah. But I love that because even in first season, I didn't know where it was going.
Right.
I would get the scripts as they would come out and I would discover, the series as with every script that came out, which was really fun to go on that ride not knowing.
Mm-hmm. And so you broke for finished shooting season one, you haven't gotten a single syllable for season two yet?
No.
Wow.
I just know he's very excited about it.
Well, I mean,
I cannot wait to read it and see. Yeah, I've no
when
clue.
When are we getting to this part? What do we got? Am I asking Fight Club type things you're not allowed to say? Is that what's happening right now?
We're going to start soon. I know that much. I don't know if I can reveal the dates, but
it's
soon.
Hotel space in Albuquerque, New Mexico, to see if hotels are completely booked up.
There you go.
So
it's soon enough. I cannot wait. I'm really excited. And, you know, the cast, we love each other so much. I can't wait to be back together. Okay. It's such a blessing when you go to work with people that you love and admire. There's nothing better.
You got a favorite scene from season one that you're proud of in particular?
You know, I really love episode 8. I love the scenes in episode 8.
Which is
where you see that there's an evolution that happens between Carol and Zosia.
Mm-hmm.
There's a shift to their relationship. Because prior to that, there's a dance that Zosia does with Carol all the time, not to go too far. And, you know, she's making sure that Carol feels safe, and everything I do is to Carol feel seen and for her to come join us. And this, and then in episode 7, when she goes through the loneliness, she calls for me. I know that we're allowed to go further into the relationship. And then there's a transition of how we behave and how we are. And then we get intimate and the mango scene and all that happens in episode 8, which I really enjoyed. We had so much fun shooting that for many different reasons.
Part of me wants Carol to be happy watching this, okay? But also part of me knows that if you bring her over, humanity's over. And
well, there's still 12 left or 11 left.
I hear you, but like she that? Seems to
no,
be the only
true.
One
yes,
that,
yes,
that's
yes.
actually fighting for
yeah.
what's the right yeah. part about mm-hmm. living life, you know?
But let me ask you this, though. Yes, it's true. But if you think about what the others have to offer, and what was great, we had these arguments on set all the time. Yes, is all that to bring back the humanity, but what the others have to offer, is it really that bad?
What
it's pretty incredible. They care about the planet. There's no prejudice. There's no racism. There's no war. You know, they don't kill anything. It's quite peaceful, right?
I guess I'm going to put it in sports terms. Like, Chris over there loves Boston sports.
Yeah.
I love New York sports.
Yeah.
TJ in behind you, on your right shoulder, likes 15 different teams. You know what I mean? We make fun of him all the time for that. But, you know, and Mike loves, he used to love the Yankees only, and then he gave them up for the Dodgers, which, you know,
oh,
again.
Oh, wow, that must have, whoa, okay.
See, by the way.
even she gets it.
Right?
Carolina, I don't know much about sports, but I know that's a major shift.
She's from Poland and knows you're wrong, okay? So, but you see what I'm saying? Like, but that lends to a lot of great conversation
sure.
for 3 hours every day, I'd like to think.
Sure.
And so, but what would it be if we're all like, oh, yeah, we love the 49ers. Oh, yeah, we just, and
we're just
all
love,
we love
and peace all the time where there's no debate.
Yeah.
And like,
you know, one of them feels hurt and a billion people around the planet suddenly get depressed. You know what I mean? Like that. That's not
and
cool.
That's the argument, right? So that's the conversation we would have. Like, yes, and the individuality gives you that you can have, you can be surprised, like you would have never been surprised again. And being an individual, get to be surprised and experience and have these debates. Yes. But is that worth giving up for the goodness that the others have to offer? Obviously, to you, you would say yes.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously I would
And there's
love
some
that.
People that would say no with everything that's happening in the world. Like, no, I would love the world to be the others.
But they wouldn't know what it would be like for 2 seconds to give up their individuality. That's
no,
the point. You know what I mean? Like, because for a utopia, like, yeah. obviously, we what would be the price? What's the cost?
The cost of that would be no war, and people would live in peace and harmony and unconditional love for one another.
I don't want to love everyone. You
see, again, he's from
it's
Boston.
What did you say? You would?
I don't want to love everyone.
Well, there you have it. There you have it. So you would be probably Carol fighting for the world.
Yeah, of course.
He's
as close to the Carol character as anybody that's
yeah.
sitting here in this
yeah.
set right now.
But it's fascinating. But that's what I'm grateful for. Our show is that it starts these conversations, and people can have these conversations.
Right.
you know, people can have these debates. And I had people text me and say that they're having pluribus dinners to talk about it. And
pluribus dinners?
Yeah, pluribus dinners to talk about what it brought up for them and what they thought about it and dissect it and just have these debates about what pluribus means to them.
Well, but if they really want to take it the next level, then they all have to eat the same thing, right? They all have to drink the same thing.
Well, let's talk about their diet is very specific, which I'm not sure.
Spoiler alert, we need to really get into what they're eating.
Their diet is very particular.
It's very, I should say so. I should say so with fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Hey.
See, I didn't know until I didn't know about the diet until we got to that episode. Oh. And I remember when Vince revealed it to us, we went, oh.
He is the sweetest guy.
He is.
With the darkest side.
I love it.
He, he's so, it had to be this, screw it, I'll say it. He had to be the sweetest delivery of cannibalism of all time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So
yes.
You know, I mean.
Yeah. He's the nicest guy in Hollywood.
Yeah, I so agree with you. He's such a wonderful human being. Yeah. And his sense of humor. And
awesome.
It's so unexpected. If you would meet him, be like, whoa, I can't believe that is there. But it's so beautiful and perfect.
Yeah, he's created Walter White.
Yes.
He's created all of these characters.
Yes.
You know.
I'm so awesome. Curious, like, how, like.
Where's this
I
going?
I did tell him. Well, I did tell him if I was part of the hive mind, I would love to be in his brain.
Yes.
I would love to live in his brain. And
what do you say to that?
He said, no, you wouldn't want that, obviously.
See, individuality. He's more Carol than Zosia.
And he says that. I think he says that there's a bit of Carol.
I love it.
And yeah.
Well, congrats
there's
to you.
There's a bit of him and Carol.
I'd love for you to tell the story how you got the audition, if you don't mind.
Oh, God. Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, it was during the pandemic, which was the lockdown happened in March. And in July, my husband and I, we decided that it's time to make some children.
Okay.
And I got pregnant and I told my team, which was very important for me to be a stay-at-home mom for the first 2 years of my kid's life because, you know, my parents used to travel all the time. And so during that time, after I gave birth, my manager and my agent decided to part ways, which was really terrifying, and I was already 40, and that was really painful. And then because that happened, I was like, I'm gonna have a second child. And so I was very blessed to have my son right away, both of them. And then when, you know, I've been working since I'm 16 years old, so taking a break from me was also very hard because I've always been either was modeling and then acting. And then when my second son was a year and a half, I was really craving I was like, okay, I think I'm starting to get ready to, like, you know, to get back to work. And I didn't know how. And I was really terrified. I was 41 at the time. And then out of nowhere, I got an email from my commercial agent or agency that I was not working with, but I still happened to be on their roster. Mm-hmm. And this lady emailed me and she said, hey, there's a request for a tape for an audition. What would you like me to do with it? And I looked at it, and all I saw, it said Anna and the description of the character. And I emailed her back, and I said, do you mind finding out what this is for? Because you never you never know what it could be. And so she came back, and she said, it's Vince Gilligan for Apple TV. And I just went, are you kidding me? What is what? And just to put it out there, it was my dream to work with Vince Gilligan, right? Sure. Since Breaking Bad.
Yeah, of course.
And I used to be with ICM, and he was with ICM. And I used to ask my team, please, I'll be a chair. I'll be background. Whatever it is, I just would love to meet this man and be in his universe. And so that never happened until this audition. And so I put myself on tape, and then I got 2 days later, they emailed me back saying they want to see more material. And it was Christmas time. And so I happened to email because Sharon Bialy and Sherry Thomas and Russell Scott, who are the casting directors, I've auditioned for them many times years prior. So I asked for their email and I decided that I'm going to talk to them personally and take it from there. And they said to me that after Christmas, they're going to decide if we're going to test or not, the next steps. But the interesting bit that I find during that time, like before I got that email, Russell Scott told me that they had over 5,000 submissions for this role.
Wow.
Worldwide.
Whoa.
and they couldn't find Zosia. And they went through their digital database. They couldn't find her. And they have this cabinet in their office with handwritten notes of every actor they've ever seen from like years prior. Mm-hmm. And they had to go through that. And they started going through it. And they saw a photo. They saw my photo and their handwritten notes on me. And Russell said, whatever happened to her? And that's how I got the audition. That's how they searched me out, which is... You know, which I'm still pinching myself. I can't believe that I got this opportunity, that I got this role. And to be here, being Emmy-nominated actress, I get emotional. It's truly unbelievable. You know, making that choice to become a mom, having that experience, and then now this, I just feel incredibly, incredibly lucky.
Wow.
And to work with Vince, to work with Ray, who are they're the most incredible human beings and incredibly talented. It's such a gift, as you know. You've interviewed all of them. Mm. So it's like, they're magnificent.
They are. And you are too.
Thank you.
And congratulations on this, you know, and just like Pluribus, your story is like, the world is so big, but it's also so small.
Mm. You know? What a beautiful way to put it. Yeah.
Thanks for coming on here. Congrats on everything
going
on. Let's stay in touch, certainly, whenever this season two comes out. I mean, I don't want to talk anymore about it.
Soon enough, you guys. It will. Okay. It will come out.
Very
good. It's going to be very exciting.
Carolina Wiedre right here on The Rich Eisen Show. Awesome. Check out Pluribus right now on Apple TV. And, of course, we're rooting for you for the Emmys.
Thank you.
Back on the show with Suze coming up next for Women's Sports Now.
Thank you.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Rich Eisen here with some advice. If high-interest credit card debt is grinding you down, it might be time to call an audible with a SoFi personal loan. It consolidates your debt into one low monthly payment with no fees required. And with as soon as the same day funding, you can make the right play fast. Call an audible on your debt today at SoFi.com/debtplay. Loans originated by SoFi Bank N.A., member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 696891. Fast funds terms apply at SoFi.com/debtplay.
As you know, managing maintenance, repair, and operations is never easy. But for the ones who always rise to the challenge, Grainger has your back. From professional-grade products you can count on to fast, dependable delivery, they're there to help you keep things running smoothly. Plus, their technical product specialists are here to help answer your toughest questions. And because Grainger knows safety is always a priority, they're committed to being your partner in protecting both your people and your facilities. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
80, everybody. Gusto is there for everybody out there who runs a small business, because Gusto knows they can take a few of the extra stuff off your plate quickly and seamlessly, because Gusto's an online payroll and benefits software built for small businesses, all in one, remote friendly, incredibly easy to use. You can pay, hire, onboard, and support your team from anywhere. Unlimited payroll runs for one monthly price, no hidden fees, no surprises. Save time with built-in automated tools, offer letters, onboarding docs, direct deposit, and more. It's quick and simple to switch to Gusto. Just transfer your existing data to get up and running fast. Plus, don't pay a cent until you run your first payroll. Try Gusto.com today at Gusto.com/rich. 3 months free when you run your first payroll. When you go right now to Gusto.com/rich, that's 3 months of free payroll at Gusto.com/rich. Women's Sports Now, 6 p.m. Eastern on the Disney family of apps and networks. Good to see you, Suze Schuster. How are you, Susie?
Susie!
Guys. Hey. Hey, thank you for that round of applause.
That was only me, Suze. You know that.
I clapped.
Thanks, Mikey.
I told him about what we did yesterday with Irv on his pod.
That was so fun. It was so great. We had the best time.
Nice.
And what a great setup.
And also over there.
Yeah,
well,
the White House.
But they will also, like, TJ asked the question you were asking before about invitations to our wedding.
Oh, yeah. So we know that you famously invited Irv to the wedding. You asked Kobe. You almost had Kobe to come. What are the, like, notable names
Who else
were almost at your wedding? Maybe they couldn't make it, or...
That's, like, the worst name drop, right? Almost? at the wedding?
Well, I mean, Kobe.
Well, I mean, this
Kobe,
is how we started.
I wasn't there when you ran into Irv. I was there when we ran into Kobe together on Central
that
Park
was very
South.
Sweet.
And he thought about it for.
No, he was like, I literally thought, first of all,
I'm like, wow, Suze is really, you know, inviting him. And then he paused for a second to the point where, is this going to happen?
Did you think about moving the wedding back just to comment?
Just to make sure.
No.
Yeah, Kobe, anything you need.
No.
Yeah. Later, we're good.
I know.
I know. I think he really would have if he could have. I mean, he literally was.
I do
like,
too.
In deep contemplation.
I agree. But was there any? I'm curious. Was there anybody else? I never asked you this.
Shaq.
You know, I asked.
You know, in
questions.
Retrospect, that was a big mistake.
Asking
him.
Yeah, that was a big.
Because he loves
like,
you.
Was kind of
Phil Pete. Did
married.
You ask? Pete?
No, Phil. No.
Did you ever give him a book?
Yeah,
You gave him a book, right?
Yeah, you know my full story with. You remember that? I think I told you this. It's probably not the nicest story in the world, but he used to love to. How much time do we have?
He used
to
love the clock.
He used to always famously give his players books. We all know that he would the Confederate in the Attic was a famous book that he gave to Jerry West, and he would really measure you out. And I remember being at a Lakers practice. He was a little standoffish to a lot of the women covering.
Okay.
And as you know, in Los Angeles, some of, you know, we had all different shapes and sizes.
Weren't allowed under the triangle.
And and I was sitting there reading an Eckhart Tolle book, and I am not a self-help book person. Mm-hmm. I think I read 5 pages. I was like, no, I get how this ends. And so Phil stops and he says, what are you reading? And he'd been a little dismissive of me when I started. And I showed the book. He goes, oh, Eckhart Tolle, what do you think? I said, I think it's garbage, and I think I already know how this ends. And he looks at me, and he said, where'd you go to school like that? You know, the raised eyebrow, the soul patch. Mm-hmm. And I said, Columbia, where did you go?
Knowing that it wasn't
he
Columbia.
Didn't go to Columbia. And after that, Phil loved... He loved not only talents, but he loved people who were curious and wanted to learn, and he liked smart people.
Right.
And I really think that, I was coming up in a different time where, you know, obviously the standards were different for women and people judged and prejudged a lot. But he really liked the fact, then he was curious, what did you study? I said, okay, you know, I had a double major in history and art history. And he was like, what?
You're covering the Lakers?
You're covering the Lakers.
But yeah, that's my Phil book story. And so he started asking me, like, what are you reading? And so we would kind of every so often.
And he wasn't invited to the wedding. He didn't get
the invite.
Oh,
no.
Hell.
North Dakota.
But Dan Patrick did, and we're going to his daughter's wedding
on Saturday.
Oh, nice. George is getting married.
So I'm going to take over the bar.
Yeah, you should.
See how that feels, because that's what he did at ours.
Yeah.
And I'm her borrowed for her wedding. Old, new borrowed.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Cool. Women's Sports Now, 6 Eastern. We're back to wrap it on Disney Plus, where you can catch this show, too.
Thanks for listening to the Rich Eisen Show podcast. You can watch and listen to The Rich Eisen Show live weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, Disney Plus, and on the ESPN app. The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Daydreaming about Fiore's soft dream knit fabric? Meet the Halo Essential Wide Leg Pant, designed with Fiore's softest premium stretch dream knit fabric. Invest in your happiness with some of the most comfortable clothes on the planet. Get 20% off your first purchase at Fiori.com/Halo20. That's Vuori.com/HALO20. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.